Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammar Phone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
Just after midnight, and the witching hour seems to have begun downtown in Kingston. It is crazy, folks. There is people all over the streets, and as they go into the darkness, so do we. Little out of space, the Prodigy here to kick things off tonight, as usual. Here we go.
I'm going to send it to outer space.
I love to kick my show off every weekend with a little Prodigy. I wish they knew I loved them as much as I do. Anyway, here we go, guys. I know this is a little different from what I normally start my show with, but tonight I want to play a little Blue Jays songs to kick things off. So here we go. Okay, Blue Jays.
You got a diamond. You got nine men. All. You got the bleachers, got them from spring till fall. You got a dog and a drink and the umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball or is it a seagull coming in from the lake just to catch the game? It's the last inning. Our guys are winning. Dave's put down a smoker, a strike. And you got no doubt. What do you want? Let's play ball.
Okay.
Okay.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Let's play
ball.
It's a beautiful evening, fans. At the ballpark. And the game starts. Warm summer breezes. Sun's going down. And it's all dark. That's okay, it's a night game.
Okay,
okay,
Blue Jays,
Blue Jays,
let's play,
play ball.
Okay,
okay,
Blue Jays,
Blue Jays,
let's play,
play ball.
Bring on the White Sox, bring on the Bo Sox. Bring on the Brewers, the Rangers, and the Yankees, too. We'll beat the Indians, we'll beat the Tigers, We'll beat the A so bad, gonna make Billy blue.
What do you want?
Let's play ball.
Play that. That song's a little dated because they're talking about, obviously, CNE exhibition. Dave Steeb is being the pitcher, and they call the Cleveland Indians the Cleveland Indians, who are now the Cleveland Guardians. So much different than how I thought I was going to start the show. But, I mean, I just watched Game 6, rushed down here to make sure I was here on time. Game was fantastic. Great pitching. Just everything about it. I mean, I'm going to watch Game 7 tomorrow night as I DJ an event here with the Jeff. So here we go. I want to do an all-Halloween show tonight, just so you know. And we do have the CFRC funding drive. So I'll be playing a few promos throughout the night. I typically don't play a lot of promos, but I'm really, really excited about the CFRC funding drive. I talked about it on my show yesterday with my gorgeous wife. And what's hilarious about it is last night I went to a gig that I was DJing, and the first guest that arrived handed me $40, $20 for this show and $20 for the other show, because I'm doing a contest to see how much money I can raise between the two shows. And whichever person donates the most, or I don't even know if I'm going to do that, actually. Whoever donates and I find out who they are, their name goes in a hat. I'm going to pull their name, and then next year I'm going to take them to a concert of their choice. So please donate, CFRC.ca. The funding drive kicked off tonight at 12 a.m., so I'm the first person to actually get to talk about it live on air. But here we go, a little bit of Every Day is Halloween by The Ministry. We'll be right back. I hope you guys enjoyed a little ministry there. Every Day is Halloween. That's a cool band. They actually got their start in Chicago, Illinois, in 1981. Cool little hit there from ministry. What I did want to confirm, though, or just maybe not confirm, but lay down some parameters to what I said just before we started Every Day is Halloween. Yes, the winner will get to pick the concert. It has to be within a five-hour drive of Kingston. So I will drive you 5 hours in each direction to the concert, back. I'll buy you a concert shirt. I'll buy you dinner. And it's not a date. We're just going to a concert together. I'm not going to get you a private plane. I'm not taking you across the sea. So anywhere basically between here, I guess, Boston, New York City, Pittsburgh, anywhere in that five-hour radius from here, Montreal, Toronto, London, even Detroit, if you wanted to see a concert in Detroit. That's a little bit farther, but I'm willing to do it because I'm that kind of guy. So the next song I'm going to play is a little Cult. Love the Cult. Seen them live in 1985, and believe it or not, the band that opened up for them got booed off stage, and you'll never believe who it was. I'm going to play them a little later on. I'll tell you who they were. And then they came back the next year, and they were the headliner. Pretty crazy. But here's a little Devil by the Cult.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
I I love that I get to do all the first promos for the show. So, yeah, man, I'm really pumped. I'm loving this show already. So I'm not going to tell you, like I said, who was the opener for the Cult. I actually apologize. Not 1985, 1987. The Jeff has corrected me. 1987, this band opened up for the Cult and were booed off stage. They became a massive hit band thereafter. But that time when they came out, they were terrible. Anyway, we got a little Ramones here. Pet Sematary. I played this yesterday, but it's a great tune.
To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Moldings and fangs that are picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. To live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a big cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a big cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life.
Like I said, I played this tune on my radio show yesterday. I also played it in my trivia last night. I really love the Ramones, and this song is really great. They actually got to be on the end of the movie Pet Sematary, which was a Stephen King movie, and Stephen King, as usual, plays a cameo in the movie. He's a priest, and then he actually says that he loves the Ramones so much that he had to put them in the ending credits, because that way they could get their full song in. So we're going to kick it off, or keep it going here. We already kicked it off earlier on, but we're going to keep it going here with a little Susie and the Banshees. Halloween, like I said, it's Halloween night, and you know, everybody's out doing Halloween things.
Thank you.
was Halloween by Susie and the Banshees. Next, we got a little Bark at the Moon, Ozzy Osbourne, one of my favorite artists when I was growing up in the 80s. That is so far out of what I normally play. It's crazy. So tonight is going to have a lot of rock, a lot of alternative, some 80s, 90s, 2000s even. But we're going to keep it going here with a little AC/DC, Hell's Bells. Thank you. That was an amazing song by AC/DC. Hey, guys, I just want to tell you a little bit about the funding drive here. I know I'm repeating myself, but it is the kickoff tonight. Just wanted to let you know that this radio station has been going live 24/7 since 1922. Guys, that's well over 100 years, and we want to keep it going. I love this community radio. I love the fact that I got to do a second show. I mean, we're bringing in new artists every week. They're working away. They're making new songs. They're using our studios. But while they're doing that, they're wearing down our equipment. Things need to be upgraded. There's lots of stuff that needs to be fixed, repaired, updated. So our drive, our funding drive for $25,000 this year, we're hoping we can raise that $25,000 so we can buy new gear, upgrade the studios, keep everybody happy, and keep this production going as long as we can into the next 100 years. So with that, I'm going to shout at the devil with a little Motley Crue. I love this song. This was great. I remember when this music video came out. It was so cool. Back when videos were cool. Back when vinyl ruled the world. Remember when that music video first came out? It was so cool. It was them standing in a playground shouting at the devil. I mean, it's so funny. You know, when I think about all the different names of bands, AC/DC, and people would go, that stands for Antichrist, Devil Child, and then Kiss, Knights or Kids in Satan's Service. None of that rang true for me. I mean, I really liked all those bands, those rock bands from the days gone by. I mean, I'm about to play a little Queens of the Stone Age here, Burn the Witch, band from Seattle. the original singer, is the only real member that actually the originating founding singer, Josh Homme, is originally from Palm Desert, California. He forms this rock band in 1996 in Seattle. But this band has had so many band members come and go. He's the only guy that's hung around. So there's something to be said about being the one and only guy. And I feel like I'm that tonight because the Jeff is sitting quietly in the background yet again. A creepy song, I gotta be honest. So I've told you to donate. I haven't told you how to donate. So the easiest way to donate is go to cfrc.ca, and you can donate in two ways. You can either go to Queen's University and you'll get a tax receipt, or you can donate directly through our website, and it's a chance to get free gifts from CFRC and local sponsors. Plus, it gives you 50 chances to win more raffle prizes as well. So lots of great prizes. So the only way to win my prize, which is going to a concert with me next year, and like I said, I'll drive you anywhere in 5 hours each way. I'm going to take you to the show. I'm going to take you out for a nice dinner. and I'm going to buy you a concert shirt. I'm also going to get a concert shirt because who doesn't love a concert shirt from a concert? And then bring you back. And remember, this is not a date. We're just going to hang out and see a concert. But let me give you an idea of what concerts are coming next year. So we've got the Loop Tour with Ed Sheeran. I love Ed Sheeran. I've seen him a couple of times. I saw him with 19 of my closest friends one time. We actually rented a box in Buffalo. So we could do that. That's possible. Foo Fighters are coming back. I saw the Foo Fighters back in 2010 with a bunch of my friends. It was awesome. And Rush is 50-something tour is next year. That would be awesome. So let me know what concert you want to see. Make a donation, and I will definitely get us tickets, and we'll go see something really, really good. Right now, I got a little Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Rob Zombie, man, this guy was just made to make scary shows and scary songs and scary movies. He's done it all. All right, we're going to continue on. We're going to switch things up a little bit here, though. We're going to kick off a little Cure and The Forest. The Cure is one of those bands, one of those other bands that I've actually seen live. Got to see them perform at Kingswood Music Theater back in July 1986. We were looking up the different their set list from the show and just confirming, because I knew I'd seen this and heard this song live as well. So kind of cool that I got to see these guys back at Kingswood when it was $5 to go see a concert, which is crazy. So they did this, and I think I've told this on multiple different shows that I've been on, is they got to do this. You would buy your season's pass, and if you did, you get to see concerts for $5. And then they bumped it up to $10, and then eventually it was probably $15 or $20. I can't remember. But the last time I saw concerts in there, I think I paid $10 to go see a concert. It no longer exists, which is sad. But, you know, here we go. I'm going to play a little Iron Maiden here. And then I'm going to kick things over to a little bit of 70s with Warren Zevon here, Werewolves of London. But we are going to do Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden.
At 5 o'clock